Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Actually, it's Tom Rogers this morning in for Dave Dickey. Good morning, Jay. Good Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher on firm demand to fill slaughter schedules for the second half of the week. Dealers and market managers said supplies of slaughter-ready hogs are a bit tighter as well. Peoria's called steady to firm, top price of $44 even. Some plants might need more hogs, they say, for Thursday through Saturday, and they say sow prices might be lower. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 17th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,005. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 62 even to 72 even. The weighted average, 68.43. That was up 71 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.53 to 56 even. The weighted average was 52.29. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 16,600. The base price range was 61.75 to 74.25. The weighted average was 72.10. That was up 60 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.75 to 57 even. The weighted average was 54.58.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Agricultural Council of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, presenting Come Wine With Us this Thursday, June 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul. The event will feature information on local agriculture, wine tasting, and live music.
In a moment, we'll take a look at overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade and elsewhere in the wheat pits. Also, we'll get a look at the opening call today, or a prediction at least, from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. First of all, look at our growing areas weather. Here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And as we look at the Corn Belt, a lot of areas still wet, although here in east central Illinois, the ground's been drying out, and probably a little drink of water wouldn't be bad for some of the crops at this point, although we wouldn't want too much because the subsoil is soaked, and we could quickly sog up the fields again if that happened. But, of course, we don't have a choice in what the weather will do. I'll just tell you what I think it's going to do, and we'll take it from there. First of all, looking at temperatures, we're running cooler than average. We have some bright sunshine, and even though the official air temperatures in the shade at 6 feet above the ground are running a bit below average, the sunny weather we've had is warming up the ground. So that should help the soil temperatures and help crop growth rates here, even though the temperatures are running a little below average. But the nighttime lows are a bit on the cool side right now. So growth rates are probably a little bit slower than it, then, of course, if we had average temperatures. The coolest air is centered over the northeastern part of the belt, and that'll continue to be the case here as we go through the weekend, as a low-pressure system in the upper atmosphere, the center of cool air, is spinning around eastern Canada right now. Generally favorable weather for maybe some field work once the fields get dry enough across the eastern part of the Corn Belt. Portions of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois now seeing several days in a row of dry weather. Of course, it's taking at least that to have the water levels in what became lakes for farm fields here a little over a week ago to dry up and allow for that. And also, planting will have to take place even in the less than ideal conditions here because we're now past the midway point in June and there's not much time left. But with all the water we've had, compaction is an issue here with some of the planting. Now, the cooler than average weather will be replaced by more average temperatures after Friday in the western Corn Belt. But I think the cooler than average temperatures will hold on in the eastern Corn Belt through the weekend. We could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms pop up in our neck of the woods today, late today into this evening, but I think coverage is going to probably be under 10%. So most areas will not get any rain today, but thought I would just throw that out there in case you do happen to have a shower come and say, where did that come from? There will be a little weak disturbance moving across the area later today. Now, we do have a more organized weather system that's going to produce some rain and maybe some locally heavy rain tonight into tomorrow for the far southwestern Corn Belt. So portions of eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, southwestern Iowa, Missouri, southern Illinois into far southwestern Indiana could get some showers and thunderstorms with localized amounts of over an inch tonight into tomorrow. But the rest of the belt is going to stay mostly dry. Over the weekend, there could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We're still a little uncertain about the amounts and coverage on that. And as we go farther out in time, the medium-range computer model guidance is all over the place from run to run and between models. So there's some uncertainty. It does look like warmer air is going to start to build back into the area, but we're not going to get under the center of a heat dome. We may be just on the northern and eastern edge of the heat dome, which could promote some showers and thunderstorms in clusters in some areas across the Midwest. So we'll have to watch that for flood potential in the already soaked areas, and maybe beneficial rains for those areas that need a little more. Going out to the Plains states and the Central Plains hard red winter wheat belt, showers and thunderstorms will continue through the rest of the week, and the heaviest rain totals probably in the next 24 hours in eastern Nebraska and eastern Kansas. Drier weather and warmer weather will be moving into much of the area next week, better for harvest operations. The exception may be way to the north in Nebraska, where there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's been cool in the northern Plains spring wheat belt and Canadian prairies. It looks like it'll get a little warmer next week, but they'll be near the jet stream, so they'll have showers and thunderstorms, so some areas may actually get a little too wet up there. In the Delta, not much of a problem. A few showers and thunderstorms, mostly in northwestern and western areas of the Delta over the next several days. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at overnight trading now. In Kansas City, July wheat opened unchanged at 939, last traded unchanged. September, 953 a bushel, unchanged, last traded up one. In Chicago, July wheat opened overnight at 898, down a quarter cent, last traded up 2 3/4. September, 914 3/4, down 1 1/2, last traded up 4 3/4. Dees wheat, 938 1/2, down 1, last trade up 2 1/2. March, 964 up 3, last traded up 5 1/4 cents. July corn opened at 745, up 2 3/4, last traded up 3 1/2 cents. September, 758, up 1 1/2, last traded up 3 1/2 as well. And December corn, 777 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open, last traded again up 3 1/2 cents. March corn for next year, 790, unchanged, last trade up 2. May, 798, up 2, last trade up 4. July corn for next year, 795, down a quarter on the open, last traded up 3 3/4 cents. In the bean pit, nearby July beans open at 1558, unchanged, last traded unchanged. August, 1563, up a quarter, last trade down 1. September beans, 1551, last traded down 2. November, 1550 3/4, down 3 1/4 cents, last traded down 2. January of next year, 1565 1/4, down 1, last trade up 1 3/4. And the March of 09, 1566, down 1 3/4, last traded down 1 3/4. In the products, July soybean meal at 415.40 on the open, up 40, last traded down 60. August, 414, unchanged, last traded down 150. July bean oil, 65.80, unchanged, last traded up 15. August, 66.15, unchanged, last traded up 14. Joining us now for a look at a pre-opening call for this Wednesday is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We see still weather concerns pretty much guiding the market across the board.
Well, I guess our rain watch has turned into a levee watch now.
Right.
And that seems to be a big part of it. In corn, you know, we failed to break some recent contract highs, and we were up early on the overnight and broke off about 10 cents and also had some profit taking come in there. There's also crop worries are in it. Also, there was some frost on the Brazil crop for corn that gave a little strength to the market. We're really looking to possibly start rationing feed demand on corn also. Mm. The soybeans, they broke overnight. Basically, the Argentine president is sending an export tax hike to the Argentine Congress, and that was one of the key demands for the farmers down there. So if we can, if we get a break in that, that's going to definitely hurt the bean price a little bit. And the U.S. weather is improving a little bit. but I still think there's strength coming on late planting issues for soybeans.
So it's not a whole lot of upward movement, or at least in the bean market underpinning, but still it's
there. Yeah, and
there.
I think one of the other things is that the talk and just it seems to be hanging around the market on corn and soybeans is that that Congress may introduce legislation to reduce or ban index trading positions. So, a lot of that fund trading is big money in the marketplace. So that's that's a little negative to it too.
Were wheat pretty much following corn today?
Yeah, pretty much. The U.S. markets, have gained 30, 40 cents on weak euro markets, and not sure what's causing that in the wheat. And there's also some production problems here, and the domestic demand seems to be going up. So wheat's got a little positive going for it.
All right. Let's get your calls for today.
We're just looking at soybeans to be flat to down 2 cents on the open, and corn and wheat up 2 to 4.
And on the Merc today?
Don't have those in front of me.
All right. Thanks for your time, Chris.
You bet.
Chris
Bye.
Corum is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, taking a look at some of the outside markets at the moment. Crude oil for July is opening up a little bit down, 16 cents a barrel at 133.85. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.66, up 13. The CRB index is at 452.77, up 159. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down 75 points at the top of the hour. At 12,085. The NASDAQ down 22.5 points at 2435. And the S&P is down 10.5 at 1340. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 901.